The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
Oh, man. Man! I'm just furious today. I'm furious, I'm telling you. Welcome to The Big Show. Coming to you from Carter Subaru Studio and streaming on Facebook Live for The Big Lead. But I'm sorry. You know who I'm mad at? Mad at America. And more precisely, I'm looking at these poll results. I'm angry at Democrats in America. Let's get right to our big lead.
The big lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
Oh, you better believe it. Because in a brand new poll that is just out today, Democrats say their top picks for 2020 presidential nominee for their party. Number one is Joe Biden. 32% of Democrats in this Harvard poll say they want Joe Biden to be their nominee in 2020. Number two, Hillary Clinton with 18%. Third is Bernie Sanders. And their fourth choice, Senator Elizabeth Warren. So then, after those top four, I'm just flipping through the pages of this poll. Among other Democrats included in the poll, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker got 6%. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg got 3%. Senator Kamala Harris, 2%. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo each got 1%. Hold on, let me go one. Where is Jay Inslee? We thought that Jay Inslee was going to be the next president of the United States in 2020. And I am outraged at the short-sightedness of the Democrats in America. He can't even make the also eligible list. They don't have Inslee anywhere. He's been prepping for this his whole life. He's been calling press conferences. He's been suing the Trump administration. Can I have some Jay Inslee music, please? Just think if Jay Inslee could do for America what he's done for Washington. I mean, come on. No tax hikes in the 6 years that he's been governor?
My plan is very specific. It does not propose or support tax increases in general taxes.
Well, okay, so that was a lot. But still, Jay Inslee could bring to America, I mean, look around Seattle. Just look at what a wondrous city this is. I know there are a few homeless people. And I know there's a horrible heroin problem. And I get it that our state unemployment rate is 24% worse than the nation's. But what we need, I don't know why my voice is cracking. What we need is a generation of young people to be inspired by Jay Inslee. Now, I know he told me he wouldn't raise taxes, but he told CNBC that he will raise taxes on America if he's elected president of the United States.
And at some point, America will have to do what is done on many occasions after Republican government, governors or presidents have come in. We will have to restore the balance of our fiscal condition. It happened when Bush blew up the deficit, and we're going to have to do that again when we have another Democratic administration to fix this stuff.
That's a hard platform, though, to run on.
It is.
Raising taxes.
It is, and I'm not saying that that is part of the necessity of it.
Okay, so it might be a hard platform to run on. I'm going to raise your taxes. But that's the kind of bold leadership the United States needs. to tell the citizens, I promise I won't raise taxes as a candidate, but now to tell everyone I will raise taxes. But it goes way beyond all of that, too. The other thing that Jay Inslee will do, as president of the United States of America, he will inspire a generation of young people with soaring oratory.
King talked about the long arc of justice.
Right.
It's long, but it bends to justice.
Can you imagine being a little 10-year-old kid hearing those words? Mist in your eyes, thinking, I want to be part of this nation. And of course, the other thing he could do for the United States of America, another thing he's done for Washington.
We got the best weed in the United States.
Yes! We can. Why should we selfishly bogart the best weed in the United States? Shouldn't we be sharing it with the rest of the country? That's what President Inslee will do. So anyway, Democrats in America, this new Harvard poll out today is shocking and disappointing. It is time for President Inslee 2020. Democrats of America, get your act together, unless you want four more years of Trump. And I'm telling you still, those Trump-Inslee debates, I'm a tingle awaiting those. So anyway, it was just shocking. With all the groundwork that Governor Inslee has been carefully laying, with all of the press conferences, with all of the lawsuits against the Trump administration to get his name out there and expose him to a national audience, he can't even make the top 10. Come on, America! Get your act together! Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Top trending.
Hey, speaking of Inslee versus Trump, so the president, he had another rally in Fargo, North Dakota last night. And we learned a lot of things at this rally. For example, if Hillary had become president and then she went on these barnstorming campaign fundraiser get-out-the-vote tours, she wouldn't get the crowds that he has.
If crooked Hillary would have won this election, and if she came here, which is about a 0% chance after the election, she'd have 200 people in a conference room in a small hotel. You know, the saddest thing, I were making them rich. They never had ratings like this. You know, when the NFL's down 20%, it's the flag, but it's also the fact that everybody's watching us on the different cable networks.
That's why the NFL ratings are down 20%. And then he talked about the people at the top of the Democratic Party.
Maxine, she's a beauty. I mean, she practically was telling people the other day to assault. Can you imagine if I said the thing she said? We demand that he immediately drop out of the
rally. Wait a second. Didn't Trump say some of the things she said about people at the rally and somebody should get their butt kicked? And I think he has said some of the things that Maxine said. But anyway, let's get back to the rally.
Was telling people the other day to assault. Can you imagine if I said the thing she said? We demand that he immediately drop out of the race. Can you imagine, seriously, if I said that or somebody else said that? Horrible what she said.
It's so funny. Remember during the campaign, Trump said he could shoot a man or kill a man on Fifth Avenue and it wouldn't hurt his ratings?
Now they want to censure her. Let's see where that goes, folks. Her own party was talking about censure. Let's see where that goes.
Okay, so that was the Maxine. This, but again, Trump versus Inslee, that would be a battle royale. Then he talked about the Bronx congressional race where the 20-year incumbent got defeated by the 28-year-old socialist. And Trump's not a big fan of the incumbent, Joe Crowley.
And we were winning left and right. They didn't know what the hell happened. And one of my biggest critics, a slovenly man named Joe Crowley, got his ass kicked. By a young woman who had a lot of energy. She had a lot of energy. I guess he didn't see it. They couldn't find him. He spent a lot of money. He actually had a lot of money left over. Everyone's pouring a fortune because they figure. And he was going to take Nancy Pelosi's place. And I was so disappointed because I want to keep Nancy Pelosi right where she is with Maxine Waters. I want to keep Nancy Pelosi. Please. I want to make a plea to my Democrat friends. Please, please, please don't remove Nancy Pelosi. She should be where she is. And please keep Maxine Waters on the air as your face and your mouthpiece for the Democrat Party. Please.
But then the very best part of the rally in Fargo, North Dakota, was the shout out to the MyPillow.com guy.
You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? Yeah. My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. Where is Mike? He is the greatest. I have never seen so many ads for so long. And you know what? I think he gets them for, like, peanuts. First of all, he does make a great product, great pillows. I actually use them, believe it or not. But he's been a supporter from day one. And I said, you know, I want you to be my ad buyer because I guarantee you he makes great deals. So I haven't asked him yet. Will you be my ad buyer, please, Mike? The MyPillow guy. Thank you. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Oh, my goodness. Only in 2018 America does the MyPillow.com guy get shout-outs at presidential rallies. So, okay, so Trump versus Inslee. I, for one, can't wait. Come on, Democratic Party. You start getting behind Jay Inslee, will ya? All right, we have some breaking news that is just coming into us here on the Dory Monson Show.
The Big Lead. Breaking news.
And while we have been having some fun in the Big Lead, we have some very serious news that is just coming in. There is a newspaper back in Maryland called the Capital Gazette. It's in Annapolis. And we are getting reports of a multiple fatality shooting in the newsroom of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis. According to the sheriff back there, the suspect has been apprehended. They are calling it a deadly shooting. I don't know. We don't have any numbers yet. We've just been told multiple people have been shot at this newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, and the sheriff is confirming multiple fatalities. And so we're going to get more details. I'm looking at an aerial shot as we speak of many of the employees of this newspaper. It's the scene that we've seen outside of so many school shootings where the employees of the newspaper are walking out with their hands in the air so that the police know that they're not an accomplice to the shooting. But the sheriff says multiple fatalities. So on the scene, they are able to declare that. It's 3:20 in the afternoon there in Annapolis, Maryland, and we'll get more details throughout the afternoon. We don't know the numbers that we're talking about here, but I do know that, you know, newspaper newsrooms, they are very short-staffed these days. They used to be huge and thriving. I watched that movie, The Post, over the weekend, and I have to admit, you know, seeing a thriving giant newsroom like the Washington Post had back in the day, like Seattle Times had back in the day, And now these newsrooms, they are just, you know, so decimated because of the state of the industry. We don't have a motive. We don't know anything about the suspect, and we don't have numbers yet. But the breaking news just coming in, multiple fatalities, according to the sheriff there at the Capital Gazette newspaper in the newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. The suspect has been apprehended. The building is being cleared, and we will get you more information as it comes into us here on the Dory Monson Show. All right, next up. In the big lead.
The big lead. Your tax dollars at work.
I've told you many, many, many times and with great accuracy that the most corrupt public agency, not just in our region, but it's the most wasteful public agency in the history of the United States of America, and that is Sound Transit. The second most corrupt public agency in our region is the Port of Seattle. All of these cruise ships, record airline travel, and they still have to screw taxpayers out of hundreds of dollars a year for a property tax assessment that goes to the Port of Seattle. It is the most ridiculous tax that we have to pay, because if they can't balance their books with record airline travel at their airport and with record cruise ship travel in Seattle, then you know that it's a criminal operation. And it has been for a long, long time. Well, we're just getting word that the longtime chief lawyer at the Port of Seattle is gone. And you and I, the taxpayers, give him a $500,000 payout, and they won't tell us what it's for. The guy has worked there for 28 years, Chief Counsel Craig Watson. According to the Seattle Times, the Port of Seattle, meaning the taxpayers, have given him a $500,000 golden handshake to go bye-bye. It's a settlement agreement, so he wouldn't sue over his employment status. He won't say why it is. The port commissioners wouldn't return the calls to the Seattle Times, and you and I deserve answers. This guy makes $220,000 a year. He is getting a $500,000 payout. You get that? You get that opportunity when something goes wrong at your workplace, like these public employees get? You get a $500,000 handshake as you go out the door? The Port of Seattle is a corrupt, rotten to the core agency. Always has been, continues to be. And a $500,000 payout to their chief lawyer, we deserve answers. And we will keep looking into this. Think about that, though. When you pay your property tax bill, when after record airline travel, record gate fees from the airlines, record docking fees from the cruise ship companies, and you have to pay property taxes to the Port of Seattle, remember that part of it goes to buy out $500,000 handshakes. Unbelievably corrupt and wasteful agency. That is your big lead this hour.
The big lead on Cairo Radio.
Okay, we are continuing to gather information on the breaking news out of Maryland. Multiple fatalities, a shooting in the newsroom at the Capital Gazette newspaper, and we will get more information here on the Dory Monson Show. Okay, we're going to keep you posted throughout the afternoon on the breaking news, but there have been, according to the sheriff, multiple fatalities, a shooting in the newsroom of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. There's a newspaper that is owned by the nearby giant Baltimore Sun newspaper. As Hannah said, we've seen employees let out of the building with their hands up. Police right now are clearing the building, making sure that there aren't any other suspects. There was an earlier report that they had a suspect in custody. That was about 10 minutes ago, and that has not been updated. So it is certainly just a routine matter, of course, that you clear the building, you make sure that there are no accomplices. We're seeing lots of employees being let out with their hands in the air. There's also a report that an intern at this newspaper, went on Twitter and sent out the simple message, please help us, which is just a absolutely heartbreaking thing to even imagine. When my wife and I started dating, she was an intern at the Seattle Times, just so filled with joy and passion for the news business and, you know, achieving her dreams. And I'm thinking about a kid about that age who probably is experiencing the same thing at this newspaper this summer and then is in the midst of a nightmare. So multiple fatalities, according to the sheriff, and we will keep you posted as soon as we get more information out of Maryland on that breaking news story. Closer to home, we have a lot of violence going on in our region, as you know. Seattle police, I have a Seattle cop who's a good friend of mine, and a couple of weeks ago, we were texting each other, just getting caught up on what our kids are doing, and this cop told me that it's just not a good time to be a police officer in Seattle. It's not a good time to be a firefighter in Seattle, as you've heard Hannah Scott reporting the last couple of days. So Seattle Fire, when they make a call, particularly in the Pioneer Square area, they used to just respond with the usual unit of two people. Now they have to send up to six people.
Yeah, two units are required now for calls in certain parts of Pioneer Square and at homeless encampments around the city, all around the city. And this is specifically in Pioneer Square around the Union Gospel Mission, where we've got such a huge quantity of people just living out on the streets.
Well, and such a broad range of what these people want in life. Because we had that audio yesterday of Gary Horker at Channel 7. And he's doing an interview with a guy who's at the Union Gospel Mission. And what that means is that person that he was interviewing wants to get his life back. Because at Union Gospel Mission, you've got to get into treatment. To get a bed, you got to be sober. And they will get you into job training. So those are people who want to get off the streets and off the drugs. And while he's interviewing that guy, a woman with a garrote, two sticks with a wire in between, tried to choke out the Cairo camera person.
And that's just out of control. But you make a good point, and I know Gary Horker has made this point. There are really two different populations of homeless people that we're talking about. And the Seattle firefighters that I've talked to and the union firefighter people have said this is not the entire homeless population that is posing this danger. But there is a significant portion that is causing these problems and attacking firefighters often in the calls in those areas. And it's largely, they think, because of the massive quantity, again, of the people on the streets, the influx.
So after you've been reporting on this for a couple of days, you heard from the firefighter union president?
President of the Seattle Firefighters Union gave me a call yesterday afternoon after hearing my original story and said that original story about those extra units being deployed on calls in the Pioneer Square, it was really just the tip of the iceberg of what they've been dealing with over the last several months, which is a serious escalation in violence.
Yeah, what Kenny Stewart told Hannah is that it is getting worse out there.
There's just an alarming escalation of lawlessness, though, and it's becoming a more and more chaotic and hazardous environment. And it's related to the street population, the unsheltered people living in tents and RVs. It's not everyone, but it is alarming. And we do not want to wait until a firefighter gets seriously injured or worse to take action.
And Union President Kenny Stewart also said that it's just on the increase with this violence.
What's important to us is the ability of firefighters to do our job, and we're seeing an uptick in violence against firefighters as we respond to the public and to the folks that are in those shelters. The violence that we've seen there is not just against firefighters. It's also directed towards the vulnerable folks in that population, as well as workers, citizens, and tourists.
And as I hear your interview with the union president, Hannah, the thing that strikes me is this is already such an inherently dangerous job. And we've lost so many firefighters, going back early in my career to the Pang warehouse where so many perished. And it's such a dangerous job just doing what they're supposed to do. But this isn't part of the job description.
This is an unnecessary risk. And they, when I was talking to him and other firefighters that I've talked to, they go out the door every day, same as every cop does, knowing that they face a certain risk, but this situation, this escalation of violence that they're dealing with now, he says on a daily basis, is an unnecessary risk.
Yeah, he told Hannah that it's becoming the wild, wild west out there.
There's also a general lawlessness that's being allowed to flourish in the city. that is having an impact. People are not being held accountable. You know, we work with a police department every day, and police officers are out on the streets, and we work together on incident scenes, and they appear to be just stretched thin.
So instead of sending out teams of six firefighters, is there any consideration to, should we send firefighters and cops in tandem, anything like that?
Well, and he's, as he said, they're stretched thin. So here's the deal with that new policy with the, sending the double units. They will, if that situation, once those six firefighters are out on that scene, if the area still seems like it might become unsafe, they'll leave the patient and they'll be ordered to move back to a different location and call for police backup. Right now, this new policy does not require that law enforcement go on the original call. The only place in the city that happens right now is the East Duwamish Greenbelt, better known as the jungle area.
Okay. And did I hear in one of your reports they're considering putting bulletproof vests on the firefighters too?
That is not something that I have been told.
Okay. All right. And here's the question. Is this city safe right now?
It is becoming less and less safe. And when you say that the city is safe, we're not talking about right now. We're talking about a continuum where we are watching a problem that is escalating.
Okay, it's not safe. It's a problem that's escalating. And Jenny Durkin says?
It's a safe place.
And that's what just boggles my mind, is that the mayor is still holding this up as a safe city when the first responders and the people who are out there among all of these problems know very, very different.
Yeah. And they do. They, you know, and he told me that overall, this, he believes Seattle is safe. These particular areas, hot spots, really always having to do with homeless encampments and the number of people on the streets, because, again, you've got the decent portion and then the ones who are being violent is a problem. I do want to point out that I did reach out to Mayor Durkin's office on this story. She got back to me this morning, and she said she is committed to sitting down with the department, continuing work to make sure they have all the resources they need. It was the end of that.
So. Yeah, makes me wonder, when she said the city's safe, why would she authorize more resources? But obviously she doesn't think the city's safe, so she just said that, and it's the facts just aren't bearing it out. All right, great stuff, Hannah, and I know you're going to stay on top of this, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Hannah Scott with us. Want to update the breaking news out of Annapolis, Maryland, where the earlier report from the sheriff was that there were multiple fatalities. I want to check that, because now we are being told multiple people wounded in the shooting at a newspaper building in Annapolis, Maryland. Police now are going in checking for explosives. They do have one suspect in custody. We're going to get more information from CBS News, and we will keep you posted on this breaking news story. The person in custody is believed to be the shooter. They continue to check the building to see if there are any accomplices. That is a matter of routine, not necessarily because they believe that there are accomplices out there. But multiple people wounded, and the sheriff still is saying multiple fatalities. That is uncorroborated, and we're hearing four fatalities at least in a couple of reports, and sourcing the sheriff there in Anne Arundel County for that, saying fatalities in this newsroom shooting. We're going to keep getting information on this, and we will continue with our breaking news coverage on this, everything that's going on locally as well, as the Dory Monson Show rolls on.
Breaking news.
Yeah, we are continuing with our breaking news coverage out of Annapolis, Maryland, where there are multiple fatalities reported in a newspaper newsroom shooting. This is the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland, owned by the Baltimore Sun. The gunman shot through the glass door of an office, opened fire on employees. Here's the latest from CBS.
CBS News special report. Four people are dead after a shooting at the offices of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. CBS News reports the shooter is in custody. CBS's Jeff Pegues.
CBS News has two sources reporting now that there are four people dead. So that is new information that we have. We've heard that there are injuries, and now we're hearing that there are four people dead. Again, this is still an early developing story.
CBS's Adriana Diaz.
We're seeing people being led out of the building with their hands up. These presumably are people who work in the building. We see people in a collared white shirt and tie, people walking out of this might be their place of work. And these are scenes that we have seen play over and over again as there are these active shooter situations.
Again, four people are dead. CBS News Special Report. And Allison Keyes.
And so now some of the reporters who work at this newspaper, they are the subject of the story. They are reporting on what's happened to their co-workers, their colleagues, their friends. One reporter says that the gunman shot through the glass door of an office and then opened fire on multiple employees. He says in a report, many of my co-workers are dead. He said, single shooter shot multiple people at my office, some of whom are dead. That is a Capital Gazette reporter who is telling us that now. An intern at the newspaper went on Twitter with a three-word tweet, please help us. As you just heard in that CBS News report, they are right now reporting four people dead, as many as 20 injured. That reporter from the newspaper who's on the scene, he says that he's watching his fellow reporters dealing with their grief at the Capital Gazette. So these are people who are used to reporting the news, and now it was about, we got first report about a half hour ago. The shooting had happened sometime before that, but we got the first report at 12:20 Seattle time about a multiple shooting. They do have a suspect in custody, and reportedly he is alive. So that may help them try to get some sort of motive. More from the Capital Gazette reporter, who says, nothing more terrifying than hearing multiple people shot and the gunman reload. This happened in the newsroom at this newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland. And that's one of the reporters at the newspaper who has sent out some multiple tweets about what he heard and saw and what he is seeing and experiencing right now. So in the hours to come, it's going to be a very familiar pattern here. We will eventually get the name of this person. Everybody will start doing a Twitter and Facebook search of the person, seeing if there's anything online, anything that would give any clues as to why somebody would walk in on a beautiful Thursday afternoon in Maryland and shoot up this newspaper. Sometimes these things are fired employees who go off the deep end, and you know all the possible reasons. There have been enough of these that we've seen a broad palette of reasons given for madness, but never any real way to rationalize something like this. So we'll keep posted on all of this. We're going to get another update from CBS right at the top of the hour. And right now, the numbers that they are operating on, four people dead, at least 20 wounded, and some of those are very serious and critical. Also, ATF has been called in, and police say they are checking for possible explosives. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean they have a tip that there are explosives in the building. That is just always a routine matter as they clear the scene of an active shooting. They say they're checking to see if there are more shooters. That, too, a rather routine matter that rarely bears out. Okay, more from CBS right at the top of the hour. We'll continue our breaking news coverage and all the local news as well. The Dory Monson Show rolls on.